Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, May 5th, the Cinco de Mayo episode here on the Slack is Talk podcast. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome here to the talk of the town now on another epic edition of the Slack is Talk podcast. And I just want to say, man, you know, it's a blessing, man. You know, I've been extremely busy, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's all good vibes, man. Nothing but positive things happening. You know what I'm saying? Like I always tell y'all, man, at the end of the day, the number one thing, man, the reason why I do what I do is for the kids. You know what I'm saying? It's for the kids, man. You know, the last month or so has been, you know, an epic journey for me, man. You know what I'm saying? Filling out college applications, going to award ceremonies, getting ready for proms. You know what I'm saying? The whole entire event, you know, as far as like helping getting people dressed, you know, picking out outfits, the whole planning. You know, this the whole process, man, talking to this person, talking to that person. You know, I'm on a scholarship grind right now, you know, and it's all good things, man. If this ain't what it's about, then I don't know what is. You know what I'm saying? Now, here on the Slack is Talk podcast, I have a special guest today, you know, my daughter Aaliyah Slack, who this past weekend, she announced, you know, what college she's going to be attending this fall, you know, which is, you know, decision day. You know what I mean? It's one of the biggest decisions of, you know, your kid's life. You know what I mean? And we did it on several platforms, you know what I'm saying? But just in case, you know, anybody was busy that weekend and might have missed it, I wanted to have her on the show so, you know, y'all can still, you know, get that live experience. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing like that live experience, you know, hearing it for the first time. You know what I mean? So I wanted to have her here so we could do that later on in the show. But before we get there, you know, I just wanted to talk to, you know, some of the parents out there and some of the people out there that's going through the same journey right now that I am. First, like, I want to start off by saying, man, if you have a son or a daughter that's graduating in any grade, really, you know what I'm saying? Any graduation is a beautiful one, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of what kind of school, what grade or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's always a positive thing. But if you have a child that's graduating this year and going to college, give yourself a pat on the back, man. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself a pat on the back. You know what I mean? If you've been in their lives the whole time and you just been there every step of the way, you know what I'm saying? Like as far as like helping with homework, getting them involved with this program, that program, you know, you might have had to go on some of these trips, all the awards that you attended, all the forms that you had to fill out. And, you know, just think back, you know what I mean? Some of them days you might have worked two jobs and you had to fill out a form, or you might have had to make a way to come up to the school to bring that form to the school, you know what I mean? Because she had to have it the next day or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just think of all of the hard, long, grueling days that you have had, you know, the 12 or 13 years that your child has been going to school. Think of all the long, hard days. And when you think about it, and you now see that your child is getting ready to go to college, it makes it worth it. You know what I'm saying? It was worth it. You know what I mean? It was worth it. That's what the battles were for. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's for. You know what I'm saying? In order to have something great, you got to work for it. You know what I'm saying? That was nothing but God giving you a test. You know what I'm saying? When you work hard, it's to achieve a goal. You know what I'm saying? Greater things are coming. And for me, you know, this is my first child that I'll be sending to college. You know what I'm saying? With another one coming next year. So for me being the first time, man, I'm going through, you know, I'm a rookie. You know what I mean? This is my first child going to college, so I'm a rookie. So I'm going through, you know, them rookie phases. You know what I'm saying? Not having this at first. You know what I'm saying? Not being prepared for that. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing exactly what this is at first. Having to ask questions, having to need help and stuff like that. But it's okay. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I know what the end result is going to be. You know what I'm saying? If I want this to happen, you know what I'm saying? And I do, I got to work for it. You know what I'm saying? It's been a process, like, you know, filling out the applications, trying to make sure that you have everything right. You know, you might have to do it for 10 to 12 schools. You know, how many other, you know, schools your child put in for. You have to do the same thing with scholarships. Most of those scholarships, you also have to write an essay. So I know how that is. You know what I mean? Thank God that I'm a writer. Thank God that I'm a film producer and I have a background in that. You know what I'm saying? English was always my category. So, you know, no issues there. But I must say, like, after this process is over, I'll be able to write a book, you know what I'm saying, on how to. You know what I'm saying? These are the things that you need to be prepared for. These are the things that you need to have in advance. You probably need to do, like, a year before time so you can already have it on deck. You know what I'm saying? Because you still have other things that you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And, like, look at me. I'm doing all this, you know, filling this out, filling that out. I'm still doing my podcast thing. I'm still filming. You know what I'm saying? I'm still doing my management thing. And it's just a blessing, man. It's just a blessing. You know what I'm saying? It's all of this is to watch your kid walk down that aisle. You know what I'm saying? And my goal, and this has always been my goal from day one, I want my kids to be better than me. I want my kids to have the things that I didn't have. I want them to experience things that I didn't experience. You know what I'm saying? Each generation should be better than the generation before it. That's just how I see it. You know what I'm saying? That's just how, you know, that's how I look at it. You know what I mean? Each generation, man, we should get better and better. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just the happiest man in the world right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Very busy, but very happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been waiting for this day for years. For years, man. You know what I'm saying? It's similar to what I call film producing. You know what I'm saying? When you have an idea and you have a vision of how you want things to play out, and you actually, like, put that plan in motion, and you actually get to see it, it's no better feeling than that. You know what I'm saying? It's no better feeling than that. You know what I mean? When I first had my kids, my vision was for them to go to college. You know what I'm saying? And I gotta say, if anybody have any different kind of plans other than that, you know what I mean? You need to rethink things, man. You know, this is exactly what it's about. Like, giving kids the opportunity to become great, you know, have a career for themselves, doing what they need to do, you know what I'm saying? Making the world better, you know what I'm saying? It's living, you know what I'm saying? I can go on and on and on and on. But it's not about me here on the Slackers Talk podcast today. So I know y'all been patiently waiting, you know, for those of y'all that didn't get the experience over the weekend. Let's go ahead and bring Aaliyah in. How you doing, Aaliyah?
I'm doing amazing.
That's good. I decided to do this podcast today for those people that didn't get to, you know, attend a Zoom meeting. We have people like, you know, we have people that's into Zoom. We have people that listen to podcasts. Some do audio, some do video. So for those people that, you know, wasn't able to attend the Zoom meeting. So for those of y'all, you know, that missed the announcement, we have Aaliyah who's going to tell y'all all about it. She's going to announce what school she went to.
Hi, everyone. So the choices, it was three choices that I was picking between. It was Coastal, Clemson University, and Charleston Southern. I chose Coastal Carolina, which is near the beach, Myrtle Beach. And I will be majoring in accounting and business.
Okay, good choice. And everybody was, you know, happy about that decision. Everybody loved Coastal and everything. What my listeners want to know, like, was it a tough decision to make? And how did you go about making that decision? Like, what made you choose Coastal over the other two?
It was definitely a hard decision. Mainly between Clemson and Coastal.
Okay.
This is because I've always wanted to. My dream school was definitely Duke, but of course Duke doesn't have an accounting program. It's more doctors. So Clemson, that was my go-to. And then Coastal came along, and they're more like family-oriented. And they just, I just loved it there when I went to visit. Like, I just fell in love with it. It's right by the beach. I love the beach. And they're so, like, supportive and, like, family-like. And, yeah, I just loved it there.
Good deal. Have you, by chance, gotten a chance to, you know, visit the school, check out the university, the campus?
I did, back in October, and I loved it. The dorms are amazing. The people there, amazing.
Good deal. So one more time, what would you be majoring in?
I would be majoring in accounting. That's my main one. Then, of course, business.
Interesting. Money. That's what I'm talking about.
I love money. Numbers.
That's what I'm talking about. So I take it that Coastal Carolina, as far as academic-wise, they had more of the classes that suited your skill set?
They do. They are ranked number two in the nation as far as business and finance and accounting in that area.
Okay. That's real good. No, you said number two in the nation?
In the nation. Yes, in the nation.
That's big time when you consider, you know, how many colleges are out there.
Yes, and people come from overseas. They come everywhere to go to Coastal.
Good dang. Is the population big as far as you know? Like, how many students all together?
Around 10,000.
That's good.
It's very diverse. It's not just one race. It's multiple races there.
Do you know any other students that already attend there, or are there any other people that plan on attending with you?
I do. A whole bunch of people that graduated last year from Dreher, and a lot of people this year are attending when I'm going.
It's always important to, like, know somebody, you know, and, you know, so have somebody guide you in the beginning. Somebody that could, you know, take you around until you, you know, learn your way and stuff like that. The transition never takes long, but it's always helpful to have, you know, somebody that's already been there.
Yes.
Now, Aaliyah, I have a lot of kid listeners. You know, my Vision for Kids organization, I have a lot of them listening. What are the things that's important when choosing a college? You know, what's the most important things that people should consider, and what's the most important things that they should look out for before making the final decision?
I would definitely say make sure that you're not going to school just to be with your friends. Like, make sure they actually have the classes that you want to attend. Make sure you love the dorms and the people. Make sure it's, like, more like family-like rather than, like, you being forced to go. I will say And I say just stay focused. You can party, but still do your work at the same time.
Definitely. Now, Coastal Carolina is not far from Columbia. You know, it's kind of a local school. Did that factor into your decision to stay close to home? Or was it just that Coastal had a lot of the stuff that you were looking for?
I'm going to say both. It was definitely both. I didn't want to go too far from home, but I wanted to go away from home, if that makes sense. And it's only like a 2.5 hour drive, which is not really anything, but I feel like it's far enough from home to get away. And it also had all of my classes that I wanted,
I think you hit the nail right on the head with that one. I think the classes is the most important thing, because it's at the end of the day, you know, it's your career, and that has to be, you know, that has to be the number one thing. Now, right. Definitely. Now, we heard that you have 2 graduations in 1 year. Can you explain that?
I did. I am a CTE completer, officially. Meaning, right after high school, I can become a bank teller in an actual bank, and I will be qualified to do that. I can get internships with people and really get out there so I can work my way on up to being the CEO of my own accounting firm.
Terrific. For the listeners, how do you get into the CTE program? Or is it just, you know, Drill High School, or is it all over the world?
It is not all over the world. I know that District 1, which is the district I'm in Columbia, South Carolina, we have all 16 of the CTE programs. And I believe we're the only district in this state that have all 16 of the programs. To get in, you just have to want it. You have to have a goal, and you have to go for it. And you have to keep with it. You can't go and then quit.
Right, definitely. You have to, you know, stay motivated and stay according to the plan. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the extracurricular activities. We heard that you were a Girl Scout. We heard that you were a member of NJROTC. I always get those letters mixed up. And, you know, this tell us a little bit about, you know, the extra programs that you're involved in and whether or not it's important to have a lot of other stuff going on.
Yes, it is definitely important to have a lot of other stuff going on. That looks good when you're doing your college applications. I'm in National Honor Society, NJROTC, Girl Scouts, Spirit Club. I was in Foreign Language Club before, the Key Club, Math Club, and so many clubs at school. Like, I was very involved, and that definitely helped me with, like, community services. Like, I do the Angel Tree, feed the homeless, elderly. I just like to help out. Like, I'm a people's person.
Definitely. That's important. And is this your last year in Girl Scout? You graduate from Girl Scouts as well?
Yes, I will be graduating from Girl Scout, and then I will become a lifetime Girl Scout.
Wow. So that's actually 3 graduations in 1 year then?
Yes, 3.
That might be some kind of record. That's unheard of to me. That's a good thing. And I'm not going to hold you too much longer. I know you got a lot of things going on. Do you have any upcoming events that's coming up shortly?
I do. I have this Friday, I have my award ceremony, one of my award ceremonies. Then I have a Career Friends Day where I announce all of my scholarships I've gotten. I get to announce what school I'm going to the school if they didn't see my decision day. That's coming up. I also have my party coming up and graduation, of course, from Drew High School. I have a CNI from Girl Scouts, tea parties. Wow, I'm really just booked.
That's good. All positive things too. All positive things. Well, you know, we're gonna let you go. We know you have a lot of stuff going on and stuff like that. We just want to say, especially to me as your dad, and here on the Slack is Talk podcast, we're proud of you. We're proud of all your accomplishments. We watch you grow from day one, and it's just been a blessing, you know, watching your journey, watching you, you know, go through the ranks, each grade, just watching you grow older and older, and becoming more wiser. And growing into the woman that, you know, you have become. We just want to tell you, you know, we love you. Keep up the good work. We can't wait to see, you know, where this ride takes us. We can't wait to see, you know, what's the next step on the journey that you're going to take us to. And it's just a blessing. And we just want to say we love you. And we're going to continue to support you. And just keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, and I love you guys all so much.
Thank you, Aaliyah, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Seeing these kids grow up and go to college and hearing all the wonderful stories about all the positive things that they got going on in their life, this is why I do the things that I do. This is what I live for. This has been the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, thanks for rocking with me here on The Talk of the Town Now. I love y'all, and we'll be back again next week to talk some more.
You're listening to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.